I'm here to tell you that he hasn't won. You know, what the enemy desires to do to us is he desires to wear us down so much that we want to just throw the white flag up and say, I quit. I surrender to whatever you're doing, and I'm going to quit so that I don't have to deal with this anymore. That is his goal in the attacks that seem to wear us down at times. So we were praying, and we've been praying, and honestly, I was sitting and thinking, you know what? I honestly don't know an area. This is not an invitation, but I do not know an area where the enemy has not tried something in our life this past month and a half, from just division in relationships and just hard things. And then last week, some of you know, my uncle died unexpectedly. And, you know, anytime you go through that, it doesn't always matter if you see that person every day. It's such a shock to your system that it's like, oh my goodness, you know. And so his kids were always at our house during that time last week. And, you know, you guys, we thank you for your love and support during that time. I know that I speak for my parents also when I say that. Thank you for all of the understanding of when we say, hey, we're canceling service on Saturday, that you guys didn't say, well, we're never going there again. They cancel services. So we needed that time of rest, whatever form that looked like at the time, right? So what I want to talk to you about just briefly is perseverance. You know, I'm going to just read this scripture because Paul says it pretty good. Romans 5:1. Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom also we have access by faith into this grace in which we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. And not only that, but we also glory in tribulations, knowing that tribulation produces perseverance, and perseverance character, and character hope. Now hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit who was given to us. Now we can all say amen to the perseverance developing character in us, right? Because usually when we're pressed and we're having to press through something, a lot of ugliness comes out. And that's how I know that it's time to develop some character. But what I want to focus on is just that if I could speak, it would be nice. Perseverance. I'm going to the end. Hope. I know that I am to take a position. I am to take a position of, like I said, I'm not going to quit, because I have hope. I have this thing inside of me that says I can't quit, because sometimes the hope feels bigger than anything else. But you know, the funny thing about hope is I have to choose it. I have to choose that hope. I have to choose to say, okay, this is my position. My position is, even though I'm exhausted and I feel like there's absolutely no life within me, even though I feel like everyone around me has totally sucked me completely dry, whether good or negative or whatever it may be, and I have nothing left to give, nothing left to fight with, my position has to be this one thing. God has got to get me through. You know, that's the difference between living for Jesus and not living for Jesus. And that's simply saying, you know what? I don't understand what the heck is going on. And I don't really have to understand. But the one thing I know is that there's this God I serve that brings me hope. And he's already given me the victory, no matter if I feel it or not. Or if I look around and everything around me says the opposite of what I have hope in. The definition of perseverance is steady persistence in a course of action, a purpose, a state, etc. Especially in spite of difficulties, obstacles, or discouragement. We've covered all of those this past month and a half, difficulties, obstacles, and discouragement. You know, the thing is, too, let me tell you some other things that have happened during this time. We've had the opportunity to sit down with Rick, because, and Jamie, during the homecoming, have connected with two different pastors in the past month and a half. We went to one's home and had dinner with his family. Here's the thing, is we are coming against major territorial stuff. Things that have been in this town forever. You know this. It is very difficult for churches to get together, for pastors to say, you know what, I have the same heart that you do. Yes, we believe differently, but I have the same heart you do. I have a heart for this city. I love this city. So I believe that in all of this junk, we have a purpose. And we're to be persistent in that purpose. So that purpose is our corporate purpose. But what about individually? Individually, we have specific purposes that the enemy has come against us with discouragement and obstacles and things that are just annoyances, right? It feels like sometimes that things that should be easy have been difficult. But the thing is, when I take the position of my hope is worth it. And I have to realize that sometimes I'm going to have to fight for that. I'm going to have to fight for the peace. I'm going to have to fight that. And the reason why is because he's developing character within me. Character. Character to say, you know what? Those little things that I used to fall for back then, I no longer fall for anymore. That's not going to trip me up anymore. Because I've gone through this trial and I learned this. And that is not going to affect me any longer. Rick, you ready? I want to encourage you with something that I was reminded of when I was thinking today, just talking about positioning and things of that nature. It's that, you know, we are already positioned. I don't have to fight for my position by Jesus. I don't have to fight for my position, or I don't have to fight for my identity. It's already sealed. I just have to choose to embrace it. The embracing is that I've already won. I walk with the person who gives life. He is my friend. He gives me what I need. But I have to stay connected and I have to persevere in that. Just like with us in relationships, there's times, man, it's harder to Now that maybe I should have waited. It's easier to talk about you when you're over there for some reason. No, it's fine. But it's true. It's easier sometimes in relationships and harder and sometimes in relationships. And when it's harder is when both of you are tired or something's going on or something's being stirred up or things. But the point is that you stay connected. And that's the same way with the Lord. When things are going on, we have to stay connected.
You know, I have a scripture. I want to share a portion of it. I don't exactly know where to start with this, but I read a quote this weekend. We, you know, had the funeral, and at the funeral I read this quote, but I was going to read this again here tonight because some of you weren't there. I know that, and I think this fits really well, and but I'm going to tweak it because I felt like God spoke something different to me about it. Just a change to this quote. So this quote says this, and I can't give credit because I don't know where it came from. I don't know who said it, but it says this. There are two kinds of people in the world. Those who do something and those who critique those who do something. So the change that I feel like fits or feel like I heard is this. There are those who do something and there are those who complain about those who do something. You know, Jesus said this. He said in Matthew chapter 5 and verse 38. I'm going to read this portion and then talk about this. And I feel like God's given me a brief illustration. He says, "You have heard that it was said, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. But I tell you not to resist an evil person. But whoever slaps you on the right cheek, turn the other to him also. If anyone wants to sue you and take your tunic, let him have your cloak also. And whoever compels you to go 1 mile with him, go with him too. Give to him who asks from you, and from him who wants to borrow from you, do not turn away." Then he goes even further, Jesus does, and he says this. He says, "You have heard also that it was said of old, that it was said, you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say to you, love your enemies, bless those who curse you, do good to those who hate you, pray for those who spitefully use you and persecute you, that you may be sons of your Father in heaven. For he makes his sun rise on the evil and on the good. He sends rain on the just and the unjust. For if you love those who love you, what reward have you? Do not even the tax collectors do the same? And if you greet your brethren only, what do you do more than others? Do not even the tax collectors do so. Therefore, you shall be perfect as your Father in heaven is perfect." I just want to go through this a little bit because I feel like there's something in this that God wants to bring out. You know, he's talking about in the beginning of this going the second mile. The reference to, you've heard it said, you know, whoever wants you to go 1 mile, go with them too. Whoever wants to sue you, take away your coat, give him your shirt also, kind of thing. Basically, in our day and time, if somebody sues you, wants to take your house, give them your car keys also. Just be a Christian. Stuff's not worth it. It's not. Life, love, Jesus, good things. you know, the things that we fight with that we have to persevere through, like Paula was sharing, the things that we have to keep putting one foot in front of the other and we have to keep moving forward on, those kinds of things are the things that he's talking about right here. It's when people come against us and attack us, when things go bad and they go wrong, and we have to keep going a little further and doing a little more, or press through or overlook or give more or whatever it is. We just have to keep moving. We have to keep trying. We have to, sometimes, he says, sometimes when you've done all you can do, you just stand. But you keep moving. You keep pushing forward. You go. Somebody compels you. You know, in the text here, it has a in the study thing, it talks about the word compels. It comes from a Persian word. And basically, it's tied to also when the Romans, in the day and time when Jesus was around, would come in. They could actually, a Roman soldier could come to your house and compel you to come into service and take everything you have and use it for battle, use it for the army, use it for food, whatever. And we've seen this through history. So again, take everything you have. Like he's saying, someone wants to sue you, take this, give them that. If someone compels you to go 1 mile, go with them too. So in their day and time, they understood the compel thing meant if they come and compel you, well, if they come and they take you into service and they take everything you have, what more do you have to give? Well, you willingly go. You willingly do it. I mean, there's nothing left. But what I want to say is this. Jesus encourages us to keep moving. There is always, always a breakthrough. There is always something on the other side of whatever battle there is. There is always a blessing when we're obedient. There is always a breakthrough. There is never a time, no matter what the enemy says. And he always does it. He comes and he tries to turn the lights out and he tries to make us think, oh, you're not going to get through this. You're not going to find your way out of it. It's the end. You might as well quit. You might as well sit down and give up. You might as well stop. Whatever. Don't go any further. Don't do any more. Our flesh, the natural man, would not go a second mile. Would not love the enemy. Like he said, you know, if you don't do these things, if you do these things and don't do these things by loving your enemy or whatever, then what more have you done? That do not even the tax collectors do this same thing? So what he was saying was, in their day and time, that was like the worst of the worst. A tax collector came. It wasn't just a tax collector like we think about. I mean, they actually were able to come in and take whatever they wanted, and they did things that were wrong, and they took more than they were supposed to, and they used it for personal whatever, and they were like the worst of society. And so people hated them with a passion. It was way worse than what we think about the IRS or anything like that. Way worse, because we actually have laws to prevent things. Thank God. But when heck breaks loose, when all of it comes against us, when we are in battle, when we're in trial, when we're in tribulation, and we all have those times, what are the things that we can do different? We go another mile. We love when we want to hate. We bless when we want to curse. We talk good about people when we want to talk bad about people. We do the right thing when we want to do the wrong thing. You know, I wanted to give a brief illustration of this. I just felt like this fit. Might be messing up by doing this, but that's okay. It's going to be all right. So I got up this morning really early, and I went out because I was going to go work. I had a house next door I'm working on for family, and needed to go do some work on it. And, you know, we've got some chickens and we've got some pigs out back. And so I was going to check on them and stuff. So I step out the back door and I shine my flashlight on the chicken pen and see eyes on top of the chicken pen. So, you know, I got my firearm. I'm walking toward the chicken pen. And I get a little closer and see that it is a bobcat trying to look for a way in the chicken pen. But when he sees me coming closer, he actually jumped down and took off down the trail behind the chicken pen into the woods. Well, I go after him because I know he's going to come back. And we have small dogs. I mean, we have small dog. We have chickens. We have children. I'm sorry, but I'm going after him. So I go after him. Well, I get back in the woods. I get down some unfamiliar trails, and my flashlight goes out. And it's dark, and I can't see nothing. And so I'm like, okay, well. So I get it working a little bit. I get a little bit of light out of my phone, you know, using the flashlight on it, but it's not all that great. I can't see very, very far ahead. There's spider webs everywhere. I find myself ducking and going through these hog paths that are like this high, running into spider webs and limbs and not trails that just end. And I'm like, oh my goodness, where am I? And sooner or later, I figure out, okay, I am lost. I don't know where I am. I can't hear anything. I turn everything off and I look for lights. I can't see any lights. I can't even hear my rooster crowing. I mean, there's nothing. So I'm like, well, I can't sit in the woods. I can't stop. I got to keep moving. I got to figure this out. There's got to be a way, you know. So you keep moving. So I go one direction and then I find that I've come back around and somehow circled. Even though I went in a straight line, I've somehow circled back and found the same stob in the ground like an old fence post a couple different times. Then, I don't know how long. I was out there a while before day. I mean, I was way before daybreak, you know, out there. So I was out there a long time. And I go this way, and I can't figure anything out. I go this way. I try this path. I try that path. And I'm just like, man, well, you know, I could sit and wait for daylight to come. But then suddenly, I emergency have to go to the restroom. And it's like, okay, Jesus. Yeah, I got to figure out a way to get out of these woods because, you know, what are you going to do? You got to go. So I keep going. I try another trail and another trail. And I feel like I'm getting further and further and further and further away from home. And finally, I thought about it. And I thought, well, you know what? I'll pull my phone up and pull up my map app. No, it didn't work. So sometimes the map app on the phone is completely wrong. Like, really wrong. Like, I walked a long way and the dot never moved. So apparently I wasn't getting a good enough signal. And it got me further away from home. And further away from where I needed to be. I finally, right before daybreak, or right at daybreak, broke through the back of the woods to the back of my shop and was like, oh, thank you, Jesus. You know, sometimes it's like that. The lights go out. You're going through heck. Things are hard. It's darkness. It's difficult. Stuck in the woods in darkness, even though you got a firearm on you and you can't see and you know you just chased a bobcat. I mean, and you know there's more than one because it's the baby. It's not the mom and the daddy. And there's hogs. I mean, it's not a good place to be. So in our Christian life, in our life, period, Christian or not, there are times in life when it's like that. When you find, we find ourselves like, oh, Jesus, help me. But you know what? We always, if we look to Him, we will always find a way out. If we keep moving forward and keep hope, we will always find a way out. If we don't give up and sit down, we will always find a way out. He makes sure of that. Because unlike my flashlight, His light never goes out. This little light of mine, it never goes out. So in life, He's always there, and His light never goes out, and He never leaves us in darkness. Even though sometimes we feel like it, even though sometimes we feel like we're in darkness and we feel like He doesn't hear us and we don't hear Him, and it's like, Jesus, what is going on and why is all this happening? He's there. And He's going to see us through. We just got to keep trying. We've got to keep moving forward. We've got to keep trying a different route, a different path, or whatever set before us. Just keep moving. Eventually, there is a way out. And usually, it is sooner than later. And when we're with Him, it's not like we're wandering in the woods. Thank God. Now, it feels like it. And sometimes it's extremely uncomfortable, like it was for me this morning. But God is good. And He is with us always and forever. And He encourages us to be people who go the second mile, who go above and beyond, who step further and do more than what you feel like. Now, you know what? There were times this morning that I just wanted to sit on a log and just wait for daybreak. Now, I couldn't, but I wanted to. And sometimes we want to. Sometimes we just want to sit and wait for an answer. But we need to be people who do something. We need to be people who press in, who move forward, who do more, who go a little further. Do more than what you feel like. And sometimes, actually, you know what? Most of the time, if not always, when you don't know what to do, pray. He will answer. Even when it's silence that you hear, He will answer. He will send the daylight. He will send someone. He will do whatever it is that's needed. He will send finances. He will break through. He will send peace. He will send refreshing. He loves us. He cares. In fact, you know, when we're wandering in those dark times, He's inside of us. He doesn't leave and then come back, even though that's what we feel like. He doesn't do that. He's there. Always there. And He'll always see us through. So if you guys would stand, I just want to pray. We just wanted to encourage you guys. If you would, just bow your heads. I just want to pray. And if you guys are going through a time, if any of you are going through things tonight, and this, if the Holy Spirit is moving on your heart tonight, and you need daybreak to happen in your life. You need God to break through. I believe that tonight there's breakthrough. I believe that He is, I don't believe, I know that He is here and that He is in you and He's in me and He's here in this room. He's with us and He's here with answers and He's here for us. He's always here for you. He's always here for me. And sometimes we just need a little help. Sometimes we just need a little extra prayer. Sometimes we just need to press forward one more step or try a different trail. And so, Father God, in the name of Jesus, I just ask you right now for everyone who's here tonight, God, that you would bless, God, that you would touch, that you would bring daybreak to those dark situations, that you would open up and let us see that trail, God, that is needed right now in that situation, in the trial, God, that we're going through at the moment. God, that breakthrough comes now in Jesus' name. That breakthrough begins right now in the name of Jesus, God. That you do what you do and that you move, God. And that you put hope in us. And increase peace and hope in us to keep trying, to keep moving forward, to keep going. And God, I thank you for that. And so, Father, in the name of Jesus, God, I just ask you right now to just minister to those here. And if you're here tonight and you need a little extra prayer, you want prayer, you just want us to pray for you, just come up here to the altar area. We want to pray with you. We want to ask Jesus to touch you. If that's you, just come on up. And I just want to do a second thing. I just feel impressed to do this. If you're here tonight, and, you know, Jamie earlier talked about if you've never received Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you know, come up. But sometimes we wander. Sometimes we go through seasons in life, and yes, He's still with us and all of that. That's true. That's absolute truth. But we get into sin, and we get into things that are wrong, and they're bad, and we wander away from God, and we wander away from relationship with Him, and we stop praying, and we step out into things that we know are wrong and we shouldn't be doing, and we know that He does not approve of. And we go through seasons in life where it's just like that. We're out in the woods with the lights off, and we chose to go that way, or maybe we just found ourselves there, or maybe we chased that temptation out there, whatever it is. So I'm going to do a second thing, and I'm going to say this. If right now, if the Holy Spirit is moving on your heart, and that's you, I just want you to take a step of faith and come up here. Come up here and let us pray for you. Let us know that. And let's make this, let's get this back right here tonight. Let's get back on the path. Let's get back out into the open and back into relationship with Jesus and back into dedication and back into the walk and back into the commitment and into the promise to Him and into the relationship with Him and make that right. This is an opportunity to do that tonight. Because it's no fun out there all alone. God did not design us that way. He designed us to be in relationship with Him. So if that's you, just come up. And if you need prayer, just come up.